Bill Kerr had a very unusual resume. He was a Washington correspondent for a Pennsylvania newspaper, a candidate for Congress, and a Marine sergeant. Kerr was on his third foreign tour when he was killed on August 13th. He was on a combat operation in Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand. He'll be buried today with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery. Cynthia Berger has this profile.
Bill Kerr made his decision to join the Marine Reserve after the terrorist attacks of 9/11. His friend, David Price, remembers feeling surprised.
You know, you hear somebody say, at age 35 or whatever, I'm enlisting in the Marines. You go, you're out of your mind. But it's what he had to do.
Joe Owens says it wasn't just that Kerr was a decade older than his drill sergeants at boot camp. Kerr also had a successful career as a Washington correspondent. Owens was Kerr's boss at the Express Times, a Pennsylvania-based newspaper.
Bill had a lot of stories about his boot camp experience. I mean, we've all heard stories about Parris Island and about how challenging it is physically and mentally.
Kerr wrote about boot camp in 2004 for the paper's 4th of July edition. He described how, in a final test, the new recruits navigated an obstacle course at night, under fire, in the rain, crawling through puddles beneath barbed wire. Joe Owens reads an excerpt.
I advanced through every puddle, including one at the end that might have been 12 feet long. I helped another recruit drag an ammunition can full of sand. We finished. Another recruit looked at me and cursed. I was dirtier and wetter than anyone else, but I had stayed with my team, and we had finished together.
Kerr served two tours of duty in Iraq. He was lead turret gunner for a civil affairs team that worked with Iraqi community leaders. Between deployments, he worked at the Express Times. Then, in 2008, he told Joe Owens he wanted to serve his country in a different way.
Bill had come back from his second tour in Iraq and was back to work and contacted me and said, Joe, I'm resigning effective, immediately, basically, and I'm going to run for Congress in my hometown.
Kerr was one of three Democrats who competed in the primary to represent Pennsylvania's 5th Congressional District. He used his experience in Iraq as a campaign talking point. In this 2008 interview, Kerr advocates a cautious withdrawal, using the American military to stabilize the country.
And that means encouraging the Iraqis to hold provincial elections and helping providing the security that would be needed for those provincial elections.
Owens remembers that during the campaign, the candidate's name confused voters.
It's spelled C-A-H-I-R. His name is pronounced Kerr.
To clear things up, Kerr made a funny little campaign ad. You see him on his front porch, a lean, handsome man in a military brush cut. A black dog sits at his feet, and a smiling young woman beside him holds a cardboard sign with his name in big block letters.
This is my wife, Renee. This is Frankenstein. And I'm Bill Kerr, and I approve this message because...
Wait, that's how you pronounce our last name?
Kerr lost the primary. He was deployed for a third time this past spring. He died trying to ensure secure presidential elections in Afghanistan. Kerr was wearing body armor, but a bullet caught him in the neck. Bill Kerr was 40 years old. His wife, Renee, is expecting twins. For NPR News, I'm Cynthia Berger in State College, Pennsylvania.